Hi, this is John Schaefer. You're listening to WNYC's free podcast of New Sounds. Streaming audio or MP3 download available when you want at WNYC.org and on iTunes. This music comes from Caleb Berhans, a vocalist and violinist and composer based nowadays here in New York, who has become one of the busiest musicians on the new music scene here in town. I've long since lost track of the number of different ensembles that he appears in, either as a string player or a vocalist. And since he has those two instruments, he seems to have two kind of competing or complementary musical streams in his composition. And one of them is instrumental music in a kind of post-minimalist vein, and the other is a kind of glowing choral music that certainly has its roots in the spiritual traditions of the church, whether you mean the Anglican cathedrals of England or perhaps the more mystical sounds of an Arvo Pärt or a John Tavener. Those two sound worlds come together neatly on Caleb Berhans' record called Evensong, and this is from that album. It's an instrumental piece. It features neither voice nor violin, but rather the cello, and it's called The Things Left Unsaid. It starts off this edition of New Sounds, which will feature as well some music by Meredith Monk for cello and voices, and some music from Nico Muhly, the New York composer of increasingly global reputation, whose music, like Caleb Berhans, derives both from a minimalist tradition and from his own experience of Anglican hymns. So we'll hear from him as well. I'm John Schaefer. Glad you've joined us for this edition of New Sounds, starting off with The Things Left Unsaid by Caleb Berhans. Thank you. That's music from Caleb Burhans, from Burhans' album Evensong. As the title implies, a number of these works have the sounds of sacred music in them, especially the choral pieces. This is an instrumental work called The Things Left Unsaid, and Caleb himself is both a violinist and a vocalist, this piece, though, featuring cello. In a moment, we'll hear music from George Ligeti, the late great Hungarian composer, and the young New Yorker, Nico Muley. All of that as we continue. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. This is New Sounds, program number 3515, music for voices or strings or both. We'll hear from the Hungarian composer George Ligeti, who's most famous for the choral works that Stanley Kubrick used in the film 2001 A Space Odyssey. We'll hear a piece for 12 female voices and very subtle use of an orchestra. The piece is called Clocks and Clouds. Thank you. Some almost electronic effects there from the late Hungarian composer George Ligeti. Clocks and Clouds for 12 female voices and orchestra on this edition of New Sounds. We're listening to some music for voices or strings or both. We'll go back to strings with Nico Muhly's music for the film Joshua coming up in just a moment. You're listening to New Sounds. As always, there is a playlist available for this New Sounds program to tell you what we're hearing and where you can find the music. You can find the playlist on our website, wnyc.org/newsounds. Also on our website, you'll find the shows themselves. You can hear this or any other edition of New Sounds anytime you like. And subscribe to our free podcast. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Tumblr. Get details on upcoming New Sounds live events and lots more. That's at wnyc.org/newsounds. Up next is some music that Nico Muhly wrote back in 2007 for a film called Joshua, which starred Vera Farmiga and Sam Rockwell, and which is kind of a piano-based thriller. I didn't see the film, but according to Nico's own description on his website, it involves a small boy who is a piano prodigy plotting against his family. So there is definitely a strong, suspenseful air to much of the music. And while the kid may be a pianist, the score, for long stretches at least, is very string-driven. And that is the case with this piece called Hide and Seek, featuring solo violinist Caroline Plischka, music by Nico Muhly on New Sounds.
Thank you.
That's music from Nico Muhly, based here in New York, and these days probably is best known for his theater works, his operas and the like, as he is for his instrumental compositions. But that is a piece called Hide and Seek from a very effective film score that he did for a film called Joshua back in 2007, featuring a Caroline Plischka, solo violin, and orchestra, with Nico Muhly's music in the background as well from the same film score. Wrapping up this edition of New Sounds, which has been focusing on voices and or strings, I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.